成都市2020级高中毕业班第二次诊断性测试英语。现在是听力试音时间。
Cindy, as a working mother, how do you balance work and family?
It takes skill, but raising a kid while working is not as hard as most people think.
You mean it's not difficult?
No, not if you know how to share your responsibilities properly. My husband does more housework, and I try to spend as much time with our child as possible. She joins me in my daily activities.
What do you mean?
Working as a model, I do a lot of exercise every day to stay fit, and I encourage our child to do it with me.As a result, I'm fit, she's fit, and we spend time together.
I see. Cindy, as a working mother, how do you balance work and family?
It takes skill, but raising a kid while working is not as hard as most people think.
You mean it's not difficult?
No.Not if you know how to share your responsibilities properly. My husband does more housework, and I try to spend as much time with our child as possible. She joins me in my daily activities.
What do you mean?
Working as a model, I do a lot of exercise every day to stay fit, and I encourage our child to do it with me. As a result,I'm fit, she's fit, and we spend time together.
I see.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Hi, are you going to Isabel's party tonight?
Yes, I am. Actually, I was supposed to meet my parents for dinner, but they canceled. So now I can go with you.
What are you working on recently?
I just started the nature series. I'm taking photos of interesting trees. You know, trees that have cool shapes and beautiful colors. Look at this dress. It's $5,000. What's so special about it?Isn't that a bit expensive for a dress?
Yeah, but being fashionable isn't cheap. The train to Great Plains leaves at 8:08 on Mondays and Thursdays. We are 5 minutes late.
8:08?Instead of 8:18, where does it say that?
Right here. They changed the schedule in April. I have so much stuff in my closets. There is no more room.
Actually, There is a new TV show that helps you get rid of all the stuff you don't want anymore.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Do you need help with dinner?
No, thanks. Everything is ready. I made steak and picked up some bread at the bakery.
Again? I've had enough of that. I'd rather have some cabbage and tomato salad.
Okay. Shall we eat in the backyard?
Good idea. Let's sit on this blanket on the grass.
Uh-oh. Did you feel that? I think it's beginning to rain.
Oh, what a pity. Can you help me bring everything back in? Do you need help with dinner?
No, thanks. Everything is ready. I made steak and picked up some bread at the bakery.
Again? I've had enough of that.I'd rather have some cabbage and tomato salad.
Okay. Shall we eat in the backyard?
Good idea. Let's sit on this blanket on the grass.
Uh-oh. Did you feel that? I think it's beginning to rain.
Oh, what a pity. Can you help me bring everything back in?
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
So, Lily...What is troubling you?
I have difficulty falling asleep at night, and then in the morning, I need two alarm clocks to wake me. I have a class at 8 o'clock, and I'm always late.
Have you been feeling stressed out recently?
Actually, no.
Then when do you go to sleep, Lily?
I usually go to bed around 9 o'clock.
Maybe that is too early for you. We all have a biological clock that tells us when to sleep. Maybe your biological clock is telling you to go to bed later.
How can I fall asleep more quickly? Do I need to take some pills?
For now, no. Try to follow a regular schedule.Always go to sleep and get up at the same time. If that doesn't work, come back and see me. So, Lily, what is troubling you?
I have difficulty falling asleep at night, and then in the morning, I need two alarm clocks to wake me. I have a class at 8 o'clock, and I'm always late.
Have you been feeling stressed out recently?
Actually, no.
Then when do you go to sleep, Lily?
I usually go to bed around 9 o'clock.
Maybe that is too early for you. We all have a biological clock that tells us when to sleep. Maybe your biological clock is telling you to go to bed later.
How can I fall asleep more quickly? Do I need to take some pills?
For now, no. Try to follow a regular schedule. Always go to sleep and get up at the same time. If that doesn't work, come back and see me.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
So, what are you doing this weekend, John?
Oh, I have to do some things around the house. You know, do the laundry, go shopping for food, that kind of stuff. How about you?
I'm going to see the new science fiction movie downtown. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen a movie for a long time. I don't really go out much anymore.
Why's that? You always used to go to parties with your friends from college.
Well, that's just it. I hardly ever see any of my college friends now. I got tired of parties and clubs. So I started doing other things, like writing songs, and I want to make a CD of my music.
That sounds great. How do you get along with Maggie now?
She is still quite strict with me, but she helps me a lot with my work.
So, what are you doing this weekend, John?
Oh, I have to do some things around the house. You know, do the laundry, go shopping for food, that kind of stuff. How about you?
I'm going to see the new science fiction movie downtown. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen a movie for a long time. I don't really go out much anymore.
Why's that? You always used to go to parties with your friends from college.
Well, that's just it. I hardly ever see any of my college friends now. I got tired of parties and clubs. So I started doing other things, like writing songs,And I want to make a CD of my music.
That sounds great. How do you get along with Maggie now?
She is still quite strict with me, but she helps me a lot with my work.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十六三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Tell me about your training. What do you do to prepare for a race?
Well, I've been swimming in competitions for a few years, but right now I'm following a special training routine for the race. I guess I train for between 10 and 18 hours a week, but I don't do the same things every day. Today I just did a 25-kilometer run. But sometimes I do a 100-kilometer bike ride. Or some days I do a combination of maybe swimming and cycling. Gradually I'm getting fitter and fitter, so I can do longer and longer distances.
That's a really impressive training routine. Tell me, what motivates you and makes you so committed? How do you keep going, day after day?
I guess swimming is something that I really, really want to do. If I don't train, when the race day comes, I won't be able to do it. That's my motivation, basically. I mean, I know I'm kinda crazy, but that's the way I am.
Tell me about your training. What do you do to prepare for a race?
Well, I've been swimming in competitions for a few years, but right now I'm following a special training routine for the race. I guess I train for between 10 and 18 hours a week, but I don't do the same things every day. Today I just did a 25-kilometer run, but sometimes I do a 100-kilometer bike ride. Or some days I do a combination of maybe swimming and cycling. Gradually I'm getting fitter and fitter, so I can do longer and longer distances.
That's a really impressive training routine. Tell me, what motivates you and makes you so committed? How do you keep going, day after day?
I guess swimming is something that I really, really want to do. If I don't train, when the race day comes, I won't be able to do it. That's my motivation, basically. I mean, I know I'm kinda crazy, but that's the way I am.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Stephen Hawking first achieved fame when he was still healthy enough to walk. As a graduate student in physics at Cambridge University in 1964. In general, there were two main theories on the origin of the universe. The first was the steady state theory, which holds that the universe has no beginning or end. The other was the Big Bang Theory, which holds that the universe began at a single point in time and space. The biggest champion of the steady state concept was Fred Hoyle, a professor at Cambridge. During the question and answer period, after one of Hoyle's lectures, Hawking stood up and pointed out that Hoyle had made a mistake in his math. Once the math was corrected, it showed that the Big Bang Theory, and not the steady state theory, was true. That made Hawking known overnight. Later, Hawking's work on the Big Bang Theory was proven by astronomers with telescopes. A star was born. So, what made Stephen Hawking a genius? First, he was willing to say what others were afraid to say, and to dream of what others were afraid to dream of. Furthermore, he was quite determined. Above all, Hawking was willing to admit to his faults.
Stephen Hawking first achieved fame when he was still healthy enough to walk, as a graduate student in physics at Cambridge University in 1964. In general, there were two main theories on the origin of the universe. The first was the steady state theory, which holds that the universe has no beginning or end. The other was the Big Bang Theory, which holds that the universe began at a single point in time and space. The biggest champion of the steady state concept was Fred Hoyle, a professor at Cambridge. During the question and answer period after one of Hoyle's lectures, Hawking stood up and pointed out that Hoyle had made a mistake in his math. Once the math was corrected, it showed that the Big Bang Theory, and not the steady state theory, was true. That made Hawking known overnight. Later, Hawking's work on the Big Bang Theory was proven by astronomers with telescopes. A star was born. So what made Stephen Hawking a genius? First, he was willing to say what others were afraid to say, and to dream of what others were afraid to dream of. Furthermore, he was quite determined. Above all, Hawking was willing to admit to his faults.
第二节到此结束，现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。